Our reading today will come from Hebrews chapter 3, beginning in verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 12 and 13. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." This passage follows just after the warning that he gave in verses 7 through 11. That's where the writer quotes from Psalm 95, where the Bible says, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." And that is a warning not to follow the example of those Israelites in Moses' time in the wilderness. He's saying, don't be like your ancestors. Don't harden your heart, and don't rebel against God, or else God is going to be grieved with you in the same way that he was grieved with those Israelite people. And so in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, just after that warning, he begins with these words, "Take heed, brethren." That means beware. Be watchful. Be careful. This whole book of Hebrews is full of warnings like this. It's full of warnings and it's full of all kinds of exhortations to continue in the faith. Some of these people were on the verge of leaving the faith. Some of these Christians had already departed from Christ, and others were in danger of leaving the faith. And so the book of Hebrews is designed to keep these people faithful. And in this section, what does he warn these Christians about in verses 12 and 13? And what does he warn Christians today about in these verses? Well, it's simple. He is warning here about the danger of unbelief. Because that's what happened to those Old Testament Israelites. That's what had happened to some of these Christians in the first century, and it can happen to us if we do not take heed. We can lose our faith if we do not give care to preserving that faith. So notice that he says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you," regardless of how long you've been a Christian, regardless of how strong you are, he's talking to all these Christians, and he's talking to and including all Christians today. We need to beware lest there be in any of us, notice it, an evil heart of unbelief. I want those words to sink in. Think about this expression, an evil heart of unbelief. There are many people in our day that do not believe that unbelief is a bad thing, much less an evil thing. A person might say, well, that man doesn't believe in God, but that doesn't mean that he's a bad person. He's got a good heart. Or they may say, well, he doesn't believe in Jesus or the Bible, but he's a good fella. He's not a mean or an evil kind of person. But this verse says, no, he is not a good person. Not believing in God, not believing in Jesus, and not believing in the Bible is evil. This verse talks about an evil heart of unbelief. Now, why is unbelief such an evil? How could that be? It's because unbelief is at its root and at its core dishonest. In Romans 1 verse 20, the Bible plainly says that the existence of God can be seen through nature, through the things that are made, and there is no excuse for a man not believing in God. That's Romans 1 verse 20. The Bible also says this in 1 John chapter 5 verse 10 concerning Jesus. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. Not to believe in the record that God gave of his Son is evil. Unbelief is an evil because it reproaches God. It basically says, I don't believe you, God. I don't believe what nature says about you. I don't believe what the Bible says about your Son. I reject all of that. And it's also prideful. Unbelief is evil because it is prideful. It basically says, I'm the one in control of my life. I'm the one that makes my own way, and I don't need God, I don't need Jesus, and I don't need the Bible. And whether a person actually says those words or not, that pride is there, and that kind of attitude is there. So when you think about what unbelief is, it becomes clear as to why unbelief is evil, like the Bible calls it here. Unbelief is not an innocent thing. A man cannot be neutral about believing in God and Christ and the Bible and not be guilty of an evil act. Most people think of evil in the sense of what they see. They think of murder being evil, and it is. They think of abuse and lying being evil, which they are. But the Bible says that rejecting the evidence that God has gave and refusing to believe in God, refusing to believe in Jesus, and refusing to believe in God's Word, all of that, the Bible says, is evil, an evil heart of unbelief. And unbelief causes a person to depart from God. Notice in Hebrews 3, verse 12 again. Look at these words carefully. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Now, who is he writing to here? When he says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you. Who is this book written to? It's written to Hebrew Christians. He warns these Hebrew Christians about departing from God. So that means that Christians can depart from God. Well, in order for a man to depart from God, he has to have been with God first. He can't depart from God unless he was first with God. This all means that Christians can fall away from God. They can fall from grace. In Galatians 5, verse 4, Paul told these Christians that he was writing to in that book, ye are fallen from grace. Can a man fall from grace? Paul said that they had fallen from grace, Galatians 5, verse 4. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, Paul warned the Corinthians, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And again, just stand back from the book of Hebrews and think about why this book was written. It was written to encourage these Christians to remain faithful, not to leave Christ and go back to the old law, the law of Moses. Now, if a man cannot fall from grace, as many people believe, then why was the book of Hebrews even written? Because the whole message of the book is, don't go back, don't leave God, don't depart from the faith. Well, if you can't leave God and depart from the faith and fall from grace to begin with, then why would this book be written about that very subject? It wouldn't fit. That just would not be consistent at all. Now, how can we keep this from happening? Well, that's what verse 13 is about. In order to keep us from departing from the living God, he says in verse 13, but exhort one another daily. Look at those words, exhort one another. That means as Christians, we need to urge each other. We need to encourage one another. We need to admonish each other. We need to talk to each other as Christians about the Christian life. We need to talk about spiritual things. And this shows, of course, that if you're not around other Christians, you're going to miss this. And you can grow weak because you don't have that influence in your life. It's very important for us to have the influence of other Christian people. We need to hear them talking about spiritual things, and we need to talk to them about biblical matters. This is not just a preacher's job, and it's certainly not just a preacher's job on Sunday to exhort. This passage says, but exhort one another. This is everybody's job. This is not just a sermon on Sunday that he's talking about here. This means that Christians owe it to each other to urge, to encourage, to exhort one another. It's sad these days that Christian people oftentimes are together, but they talk about everything else besides spiritual things. They talk about all kinds of worldly and earthly affairs, but they don't talk about heaven. They don't talk about the Bible. He says that we are to exhort each other. And notice what he says, but exhort one another daily, not just on Sunday, not just at the church building, not just in a sermon or in a Bible class. He says to do this daily. In Luke 9, verse 23, the Bible says that we are to take up our cross daily and follow Jesus. Here in Hebrews 3, verse 13, the Bible says that Christians are to exhort one another daily. We need to talk to other Christians. We need them to talk to us. We need to be around other Christians and hear them talking about spiritual things to remind us of what our priorities are, to teach us new things, to challenge us, to correct us, to uplift us, to edify us. This, I believe, in Hebrews 3, verse 13, is oftentimes one of the most neglected teachings in the New Testament church, and it needs to be done. It can be done at work, at school, at home, in the marketplace, and in other situations where you find Christian people together, but it does need to be done. Why is it so important for Christian people to exhort one another and to do that, as he says, on a daily basis, and do it while it is called today? Exhort one another when you have and while you have the opportunity. Well, he says to do this especially, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. We are to exhort each other so that our hearts don't become hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Bible study and worship and preaching and daily conversations about the Bible and spiritual things keep our hearts soft. They keep our hearts tender. It's like plowing ground and sowing seed so that you can have a crop. You need to keep the ground soft. Oftentimes, you need to work it. And if you just let that ground sit, then it's going to get hard and it's going to grow weeds. Now, the same thing happens with our hearts. Sin will harden your heart. Every time that you go against your conscience, every time that you go against what you know is right and you sin, you make your heart hard. And notice, he talks about sin being deceitful. Look at this verse again. He talks about how that we're to exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is deceitful. It is very deceptive. It makes you think that it won't hurt you, but it always does. Does that sound familiar? It's really the same old story, going all the way back to the garden in Genesis 3, verses 1 through 6. Sin is very deceptive. And this passage tells us, don't be fooled. Stay humble. And one of the best ways to stay humble and to keep your heart tender is to be involved in the daily exhortation of Christian people.